The contest for control of the White House is not limited to just the presidential candidate's own campaigns. There are also outside groups that want to affect the results of the election. And in the 2012 presidential race, these groups have been given significantly expanded freedoms to influence the outcome. The U.S. Supreme Court decided two cases in 2010 that greatly changed the U.S. political landscape. The Supreme Court agreed that existing regulations by the Federal Election Commission went against the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment guarantee of free speech. But the court's decisions opened up more than just free speech, as FEC Chairwoman Cynthia Bowerly explains.
It struck down specifically a prohibition on corporations being able to spend independently, make electioneering communications or independent expenditures on behalf of a candidate.
The Supreme Court rulings helped create powerful outside political action committees, or super PACs, as noted by Politico newspaper's David Leventhal.
Corporations, unions, and other special interests could spend as much money as they ever could want to give to new types of political organizations that in turn could themselves spend and raise unlimited sums of money in order to influence the political process.
As of April this year, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's campaign committee reported contributions topping $86 billion. At the same time, a pro-Romney super PAC called Restore Our Future reported bringing in nearly $52 million. By comparison, President Obama's re-election campaign reportedly raised almost $200 million by that date. Federal regulations say these PACs cannot coordinate their operations with candidates' campaigns. But one political consultant who works with Democrats, Peter Fenn, says the reality is different.
Most of these so-called independent groups are not independent at all. They are. They may not be working in direct orders from the candidate or the party, but they know what the issues are. They are part and parcel of the campaign.
While some decry the Supreme Court's decisions and the rise of these super PACs, others say both parties and these political committees have equal opportunities to raise money. And they say voters won't be swayed by these outside groups. Roll call newspaper reporter David Drucker.
At the end of the day, they're going to look at a political ad, and they're primarily going to judge the ad by its contents, not by who's pushing it or by the rules that created the playing field for the ad to exist in the first place.
Some observers say that by the November election, these outside PACs may well raise and spend more money than the candidates' own campaign committees. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.